Leaders of Israelis opposed to next month's scheduled withdrawal from the Gaza Strip say mass protests will continue. About 10,000 people have been camped out in a farming village in southern Israel since Monday. Israeli authorities say they would not be allowed to march into Gaza as planned. Yesterday, police and Israeli soldiers formed a human chain around the demonstrators, leading to some scuffles and arrests. NPR's Linda Gradstein was at the demonstration.
It looked more like an Orthodox Jewish Woodstock than a demonstration. Thousands of Israelis, almost all of them wearing orange, the color of opponents of the Gaza withdrawal, gathered at Kfar Maimon, a small farming village in southern Israel about 10 miles from Gaza. There were families, many of them pushing baby strollers, and thousands of teenagers. By last night, they'd been at Kfar Maimon for almost 24 hours. They were hot and sweaty, but full of energy. Ice cream sellers were doing a brisk business in a special orange popsicle with a wrapper proclaiming, "We will be in Gaza next summer, too." Hila and Neria Vatkin came here with their four sons, the oldest of whom is 8, from their home in the Jewish settlement of Ofra in the West Bank. Police did not let them reach the march in their car, and they walked for hours Monday night, reaching Kfar Maimon at about 2 a.m. Hila said it was hard for her to see Israeli soldiers blocking the way to Gaza.
I educate my sons that when they grow up, they will be the best soldiers. And now, I don't know what, that's the big problem for me. What do I say? We are the enemy?
Neria said Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, who he voted for, has his priorities wrong. He said the soldiers should be fighting Palestinian terrorism instead of confronting fellow Jews. Nearby, a pretty 17-year-old named Racheli stood opposite a line of police standing shoulder to shoulder and appealed to them to leave their ranks and join the demonstrators.
Okay? But אנחנו בוחרים להילחם על אידיאלים. אח שלי?
We are fighting for ideals here, she told them. My brother is on his way to prison right now, she said to applause. As darkness fell, police massed outside the fence around the farming village, and rumors spread they were going to break up the demonstration with force. A dozen mounted police in full riot gear stood ready, behind them water cannons. In the end, the police moved away, and the protesters were allowed to spend another night at Kfar Maimon. Yisrael Harel is one of the founders of the Jewish settlement movement.
Tens of thousands of people showed up in a very hot summer, sometimes three generations. Like myself, my children and my grandchildren are here. One of them is 6 weeks old. So I see it as a big success.
The march was supposed to end later today. Jewish settler leaders say they still intend to try to reach the Jewish settlements in Gaza, which have been declared a closed military area. A police spokesman said if the demonstrators try to march toward Gaza, they will be stopped with force. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.